It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillich. It's great to have you with us today. President Trump signed the Republican tax bill just a couple of hours before heading to Florida and his Mar-a-Lago resort for the holiday weekend. Now, enforcing that sweeping new tax law falls to the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is already struggling to keep up with rising demands. Budget cuts have slashed the workforce at the agency by more than 17,000 people, nearly a fifth of the total workforce since 2010. And now, the most drastic changes in tax law in 30 years have come from Congress. So how can this maligned but critical agency keep up and try to enforce the new law? Nina Olson is the National Taxpayer Advocate at the IRS. Hi, Nina.
Hello.
Well, Nina, how big of a task is this for the people at the IRS to enforce and implement this giant new tax law?
Well, this is a major lift, and I do want to say that, you know, much of what the work is going to be is not what we would call enforcement, but is actually just implementation and administration, educating people about what the law means, how it affects individual taxpayers, business taxpayers. And then, if people get into trouble, then along the line, then you have to enforce the law. But it's a major lift. It's a huge piece of legislation, and there are lots of moving pieces. And it affects every component of the economy, both international and domestic.
Well, one of the promises of this new tax law was that it would make the tax code simpler. Has it done that? Is it simpler?
We'll have to see what that means. I think that one of the major things that they've done is double the standard deduction. And the idea is that fewer people would itemize, which would make them not have to do record keeping. I will tell you, you know, I've been around long enough for tax reform from 1986, when Congress tried to eliminate a lot of itemized deductions, including like reducing the number of people who claimed medical expenses on the itemized deductions. And for years, I had clients come in and bring their shoeboxes filled with medical receipts. And I tell them, don't bring them to me. You're not going to be able to claim them. But they held on to those receipts that they thought that they should be able to deduct them. So I think you're going to see that kind of behavior. Even though there's simplification in the doubled standard deduction, people are still going to do the record keeping because they think maybe they'll be able to itemize.
Well, Nina, let's go inside the agency for a moment here and talk about what it takes to actually implement new tax laws like this. Someone around there has to read the new law, of course. I don't know if everybody does. And then what? What happens?
Well, the IRS lawyers are studying it. Treasury is studying it. There's a whole team at the IRS that has been pulled together to look at it and then figure out what parts of the agency are implemented and what the tasks are. We have to first and foremost get new withholding tables and formulas out to all the employers of the world to be able to take out the right amount of tax for people's paychecks. And the IRS estimates that they'll have it out no later than the third week of January. And then employers are going to have to, and software companies are going to have to reprogram all of their formulas in their software so that they can withhold the correct amount. And then you go to all the forms and all the publications and the programming that has to go on, and then the training, and then conducting outreach, and then you get into answering the phones because people will be calling this year wondering about what affects them even for filing their taxes this year.
Yeah, and let's talk about those calls that people are likely to have. I mean, people have been watching this tax news. I suspect that most people haven't been paying a lot of detailed attention to debates in Congress. Is the IRS going to be able to answer all these calls and get those questions answered?
Well, you know, even before the Tax Reform Act bill, the IRS was estimating this year, given its budget, that it would only during filing season, namely between January and April 15th, be able to answer 60% of the calls that came in when people wanted to talk to a live human being. And for the entire year, they were projecting only 40%. So you add on to that what's happening with tax reform, and that's going to do some very serious levels on the kind of service that you're going to get on the phones. You know, in 2001, when Congress and the administration did this device of giving back $300 or $600 to each person, the IRS sent out a letter saying, you're going to get $300 or $600. No need to call. You don't have to do anything. And when that letter went out, that was the first million call day that we had, where people called saying, do you really mean it that I don't have to do anything? And so you just think, okay, they've heard about it. Now they're going to start thinking about their taxes. They're going to wonder whether this year they have to do anything. We're going to get calls.
And that 40% level of service, let's be honest, it blows back on the IRS. This is not a popular agency. We all know that. Much maligned. You cut the workforce. You cut the ability to respond. People are going to train their ire. I don't know if they'll train it on lawmakers or people at the top of the administration. It's going to blow right back on the IRS.
And that's one of the things that I've been trying to emphasize both to Congress and the IRS, that the first contact that you have with taxpayers matters. And we should want to talk to taxpayers. If they're calling us, for heaven's sakes, then let's talk to them. And we should be putting our resources into that.
Can an agency that's been cut by 20% enforce the law properly? They're going to have to prioritize. Where are they going to concentrate?
Well, I think that they will certainly be looking at offshore like they have been looking at. And I think that they will be, at least in the beginning, just trying to figure out where are the risks of noncompliance under this law. With any law, no matter how carefully you try to write it, you're going to have some unintended consequences. And that's certainly going to be the job of the IRS. Now, the challenge is that the part of the workforce that is actually out there in the community, whether it's auditors or it's collectors, who actually understand what's going on in people's communities, has really been reduced. And the IRS has over the years gone into call centers, you know, and sort of centralized places where you don't really know what the state of affairs are of the taxpayers. So one of the risks of not having a robust workforce that's in the community and understands the geographic economic conditions is that you sort of treat every taxpayer as the same, and they're not the same. They have different challenges, and so you tend to over-enforce in some ways.
So looking forward, Nina, 2018, regular taxpayers, 1040s, when do they start to see changes? First paycheck, 2018?
It probably won't be until mid-February. The withholding tables will come out sometime in mid-January, and then employers and the software folks and the payroll companies will have to incorporate that into their formulas. And then at some point, people will fill out new W-4 forms. We'll have to redesign the withholding form so that people can tell us what's the right amount. So there'll be little activities throughout the year.
Well, your paycheck might start to change by mid-February, says Nina Olson. And then after that, an IRS looking to implement and enforce major tax changes all the way up the income scale and across corporate America. Nina Olson, National Taxpayer Advocate for the IRS. Thanks so much.
Thank you.